Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. The following is suitable for everybody, so everybody get tuned in. You are listening to Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients and Embodies My Soul. It's 9 o'clock on the dot. I'm your co-host, Talk Dude, and across from me is the man himself, Organic OK.
Hello, everyone. This is comedian Organic OK.
Well, come on, give me a little more than that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I got to give you more. I know I got to be organic. I got to roll up to your greatness. I got to make sure as I go past, you know, all the fans and all the altitude of your cooling off is all understood. Because, you know, the organic is another appreciation on top appreciation. Yes, this is comedian Organic OK. Satisfying. Not completely, but all involved. This is embodying this organic pimping I call in my spirit.
All right, let me start. Okay, here it is, good people. Okay, now, understand this. Accept it. Even embrace it. Even the song, even the show's title, the title, Organic Pimpin', Through the Ingredients, It Embodies My Soul, doesn't just say saying it causes your blood to move just a little faster through your veins. There's a rap, there's a story right there. And that's what all this is about, getting that fire and energy.
See, what made greatness of organic pimping come to life so well? It's how you obtain it, right? You gotta look at what is people's favorite. Favorite food, favorite clothes, favorite conversation, favorite connection, favorite person they love, favorite person that they run into that they find out they love, favorite relationship, you know, favorite day of the week, you know, favorite life style, you know, and how these things in life organically embodies the pimping. That the soul, see, y'all realize there's people been here before, you've been here today, that was here yesterday. And that day yesterday becomes the birthday of your day. They're appreciating you as your birthday is today. In life, elements has appreciated you. You think it was a short change? No, it was a complete investment. No half investment. It was invested more than what you inspired your thoughts to be. Sometimes people have not completely paid the tab that you want to be sponsored for things in your life, but it's something that's bigger than that. Your desires, things that's beyond that in your essence, in the organic pimping. Someone's going to be inspired by the words that you say in the future, and they're going to be inspired like you're talking to them personally. So don't worry about the people that in your shortcomings, in your short space, and maybe in your short connection. But look at the eternity of life, how life is going to breathe and be in this harvest to make sure that you don't get forget eternity. If people that have been forget a long time, if you've been looking for something special, you know what they do? They find it. Guess what that's called? Huh? People find all kinds of, you know, people that's, you know, what you know what them people is called, right? Tell them people what them people is called. They dig up bones and find these people that have been around the world and what they were, you know.
Archaeologists?
Tell them, yeah.
Okay, archaeologists go around all the time trying to dig up stuff that people bury, like cats burying their you-know-what in the sand. A lot of stuff buried until they found the dinosaurs, until they found sarcophagus tombs and all that. Names have been buried under a mountain of never.
Tell them. Come on. Keep telling them. But think about it.
I am.
You have moments. You have moments where you think your greatness is going to be shortchanged. And you don't realize people have picked your greatness on reserve, you know. They're prepaid for your greatness. And you sit here trying to, I don't think I'm good enough. And you don't realize you already been paid for. Your fame is in your soul. And that's the organic pimping. It's already paid for. Your journey as you move on, as people find out around the world, who is this guy? Where he at? And when they come across you, you're going to fill up their soul with the ability that you possess. Some say, sounds like too much hype. You know what it is? The people that dislike you or to be behind the people that like you. And guess what they're going to have? They're going to have dislike from the people that really like you. And this is a very jealousy thing. People say, I can do better than that. I'm more disabled than he is. Organic pimping is something different. Did I say it again? This organic pimping is something different. If you come in with the table with cross-contamination, no, that's not our approach. See, when he realized it's a day where he's going to have another person like him that has the desire to see what he is and see beyond what he is as it goes farther in the future. He has to be clear in that pathway as that great. That's the real greatness you have to worry about, not the ones that don't know about him. It's the ones that know about all the appetite and the desire that you have. And they're filling up with their desires as they come into the world and seeing all this. They coming in full, organic already, you know. Everything's there, already been put into that design. And those are the ones you got to worry about because they going to do it with you or without you. If you don't believe the greatness within the organic pimping, it's going to be shown. Okay? Because this life is organic. Organic already got its own mold. Did you know that? It got its own mold. It already figured it out. Understanding your organic prints. It already got it aligned. You know? And that's something that's deeper. In the harvest, it's already got the root of you. Got the root of your great. Oh, my goodness. Take a moment for a minute just to enjoy that. You know, this is something that has to be organically appreciated. As you are missed the reward that you're supposed to get as an individual, collectively we will be putting in more into desires that reflect the world and the appetite and the ceiling is not even there. But the ceiling come on top. Because everybody's hands working together, that's the top. Everyone coming together, that's organic, right? But the ability of organic is no limitation to this organic, right? And we got to understand there's nothing come to the table, no cross-contamination. That's how you do it. No cross-contamination going on here, you know? There's so many things that we're going to look at and say happiness, but guess what? Happiness is really designed. It's free the unhappiness, too, right? So, in that design, you got to look at someone to see something that's deeper and more connected than your idea at the moment. Doesn't mean that the limitation that's founded at that moment to trying to undermine you and just make you fall in the water. But guess what you find out? You find losing every muscle in your mind and your organicness comes to reveal as you get more muscle, more strength in your desires through that moment, through the ability. And this is organic. What we say, this is comedian organic, okay? And I got the gentleman there. What's his name?
This is Talk Dude.
It's Talk Dude. Come on, man. Explain to these people, those that are sitting there doubting themselves. Is this something just to play with? When you give somebody the greatness within their harvest, is it something to forget? No, this is a peaceful moment. When you see the water reflecting, when you get close to the water, guess what you have? Peace. These people go to the ocean and go to the rivers and things like that to get peace. Guess what that is? Guess what that is? That is something innate in you. That's your plasma inside of you when you connect it with others and laughing. Guess what that is? That's making all the bubbles in you. That's the volatility of the oxygen. That thing in you is healthy. And that's the organic that's saying, hey, I'm here to enjoy you. I'm here to be a part of you. You appreciate me because it's appreciating you. I'm just looking inside of your greatness, and I just want to reflect. I want to show you appreciation is from inside the greater being of connecting. What do you think? All right, I'm going to leave this moment because I want you to have the freedom of expressing yourself with no, you know, disconnecting of connection of excellence that your ability allow you to have. I don't want to show my spotlight that's bright all over your eyes, but I want to take a moment so you can have this space. Hey, everybody. Give him the space. Let Talk Dude express to you some information that he want to express to you, and I'll be back shortly.
All right. Let me just start by saying right off the bat that you too can have peace in mind, soul, serenity. Not just that, but also a feeling, a certain sense of accomplishment. Now, look, your soul is often in turmoil. It's often
bewildered.
You get that lost feeling and you don't know what to do. You need to organically feed the beast. You need honestly, it's part of yourself that's not being fed. Me? I've had my own problems, whatever. You need to be able to deal with anything in your life. Whatever it may be. Every problem in life, it's a little problem. It can be dealt with. Well, the truth, I'm scared every day. We all need to find a way to take responsibility for ourselves. We all need to find a way to organically pimp. We all need to think of a way to embody. Well, we're not embodying what we need to be. We all need to think about that, and there is a way. Ask yourself, first step, step one. How do I organically pimp myself? How do I embody? How do I feed the soul? How do I do that? Calm down. It can be done. I know you think you can't, but you're wrong. It can be done. It shall be done. The question is how? In what way? What to do, what to do, what to do, what to do. No. Here's the first step. Take a moment. Sit back. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes. Close your eyes first. Take a deep breath. And ask yourself what is missing. Listen to that inner voice. That inner peace and whatnot. Listen to it as it's telling you what you're missing, what you're dying for. Ask yourself, what is missing from your life? What is it you want? What is it you need? What is it you're dying for? Often at times, your emotions can be kind of jarring. You don't know what to think. You know what to believe. You don't know if it's possible. But it is. Just take a moment. Breathe deeply and listen to that inner voice. What do I need? Feed your soul. What do I need? What do I want? What am I dying for? What is it that I need more than anything else on God's green earth? What am I missing? What is it that I truly, truly have a yearning for? What is it that I'm missing? What is it that I am burning inside for? What is it that I need? Minutes after the hour here on the program,
Organic Pimpin', through the ingredients, it embodies my soul. Hey, get in on this. Get involved. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. We all have a missing link. There's all something that is missing from our lives. Ask yourself, what is it? What is it that we're dying for? And how do we get it? What is missing? What are you yearning for right now? Okay, ask yourself what you're doing right now. What are you doing? What should you be doing? What would you rather be doing? What do you want? What do you need? Ask yourself that question.
Yeah, I've been asking myself.
And answer it.
I've been asking it too. I've been asking it. This is comedic, organic, okay? So, as the people start to get a conversation that's embodying your soul, organic pimping, what do you think they take from that?
I'm at a loss. I don't know. You tell me. I think they need to be looking at what's missing inside them.
How do you think that they interpret what you say? What is your impact on the people? What do you feel that the message that you, the words that you're using, how is the words connecting to people? Because you got to realize sometimes when people can truly connect to you, you don't have to say much, and it means a lot to them. And you can say a lot to a lot of people, and none you say can connect to them and just seem like you're just talking a lot. See? And that's the thing. Are you triggering the organic in them to see how you truly impact the personal space that they call? Man, I may be in this part of the world. I may not necessarily be going through what I'm going through the exact same as the person that's talking, but how is this message that he's telling me, how is this personal to me? How are we connecting this information that I'm applying to my life? Right?
Yeah.
So at the end of the message, the impact of them getting the directions that's connecting to the understanding in their hard drive and seeing that information, maybe a person is listening to this from someone else, because you got to realize this too. This is a platform where someone listens to something and maybe kind of be, you know, it's weird on sometimes who listens to you, who supports you, maybe somebody that helped the person that really needs your information, right? But then that person may not be the person that even like you, right? And the person that really like you is overhear the conversation, because the information is helping. People are very, you'd be surprised. If you really can look at every person that take your message, you wouldn't even necessarily think that that was the person that was going to listen to you. And that's a weird space on how that is. The people that you think that don't care what you say could be all the people that listen to you. And then in person, the people you think that really care about what you're saying could be all the people that wouldn't listen to you.
Yeah, it does.
So what do you want? What is the word that you've been telling them? How could you simplify those words to someone that is still lost in life?
How do you simplify? That's a tough one. I think you basically need to tell yourself what are these wrong things you've been carrying in life? What are these things that you shouldn't be carrying? What are these things that are weighing you down? The wrong things you've been carrying, the wrong ones. And then,
and how do you use it at that point? How do you take the wrong things and make those wrong things that you've been taking away from your right things that's been effectively helping you? How do you appreciate those things and give that the freedom and give that love in yourself, the appreciation that's embracing your journey to the point where you can appreciate that love and that part of you, where people that's coming to you in that capacity, connecting to them to let them know this is important because you recognized it, and this is something that's important because how they connect to that space, the same way they connect to the negativity that people say things that may not be directly directed to them, but directed to someone that's like them, and they get offended, right? As they're getting offended by those words, think about how they become unoffended by the behavior that they have been really, in a sense, neglecting, and how they connect to someone else that be connecting to somebody else, right? So once the connection becomes, you know, one of the things, positivity is contagious. When you organically pimp, you got to think about how many people organically pimp. You got somebody that look like your enemy start talking to you positive. You be, I mean, depending on who you are, you have to adjust your thoughts, you know. And you start listening to what they say. You're like, man. You start looking at them. You size them up and down. Like, what is this person up to? And if this person is truly about the positivity and changing the life, you know, and this what it is too. Like, it's a lot of people that you have to recognize where the positivity at, right? If you're in a trash can, you know when you have the trash can, regardless of what you find in the trash can, what you want to do, you want to clean your cross-contamination on your hands. Right?
Right.
A trash can is a trash can. If you put in a compost bin, is that still a trash can?
Indeed.
Okay, so it's different types of trash can. We got trash can waste. We got different types of recyclable things. When you're touching something, you know, you need to clean. That's cross-contamination. We're dealing with, once we understand where cross-contamination can go, we can understand what that is and why it's affecting us and giving us so many negative things because it's cross-contaminated, right?
Right.
So listen, when we clean, even if we are cross-contaminated in the mirror, right? What you got to do cross-contaminated mirror? You got to clean that too, right?
Right, yeah.
That's a visual. So if cross-contamination even come through the mirror, you know what it can do. You think cross-contamination is not verbally, psychologically cross-contamination? That's another album for us. Hey, everybody, who will have another album called Cause Contamination from the viewpoint of audio. Cause Contamination from the organic pimping to freeing the pimping. See,
just text it to me.
Well, we'll talk about that later, bro. We still on air. You talking too much about those things because contaminated and not greatness.
I'll say. That's a fact. The only kind of thing important.
Yes. Listen to this. Final words I have to say here. I know the Fed of the being. Look at this, the Fed. They see. I said the fig. See, a fig is the actual fruit, right? And if you look at a fig tree, the fig tree, it actually falls down. And depending on how your house and your yard setting, how it is, it's looking like a mess, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the fig tree is a, you know, the nutrients in a fig is very good to have, right? And guess what? We find out a lot of times is in research, like in life. Some people, what I'm getting to about the fig tree is sometimes the things that's inside the people is not necessarily clear based on understanding the elements of what was in the ingredients, right? Like, fat not good for you, right? Like, avocado is a good fat, right?
Good fat.
Yeah, but if we just think about this, we have people, right, that think about weight, right? Their weight and their size, okay? And hearing what they sound like and seeing what they look like, you wouldn't even imagine they look that good. Right? So it's exceptional ability within the organic platform where people can look better than someone can look at the measurements, right? Like, for example, you got some people that follow their ingredients, right? They follow their ingredients to the T, right? But then the food still don't come out. The bacon still don't come out that good, right?
Right.
But then you have somebody that don't follow no ingredients. And everything come out not just good, it comes out even better, you know? So, and then you could ask that person, how did you measure? They'd be like, I don't know. And they don't know how they do it. They just feel it, right? So a lot of this organic is in the feeling, right? Well, guess what, y'all? This is what I'm going to do. This is my final word. I'm going to let Talk Dude carry you out in the organic platform. I want him to leave a message with his desire so he can be reflected. You know, so I've been talking to him a lot about his partner. I want to pit into this organic desire, him to free his partner in his life. Yo, man, I want you to look in the mirror of your reflection of your greatness, organic pimping. And I want you to end the final words. You know what, everybody? This is all I'm having to tell you. I haven't forgot the appetite that you have to pay for my greatness to be a part of your life. And I appreciate that. It's comedian organic, okay, for those who are dealing with opposition, dealing with, you know, people that's laying down because this, you know, this opportunity of unclear pollution that's destroying people's, you know, physical being, but the spiritual part of their soul, I've never forgotten. And for those that answers that's coming back and visiting them and seeing things that, you know, they appreciate, I know we're going to a new year, and at this part, you still remember how your car used to look. That's your heart as you drove through that opportunity of seeing that greatness that's waiting for you. They're looking at you, and they appreciate all the things that you have contributed and will be contributing. And this is my final word. And this is Comedian Organic, okay? Talk Dude, let them know your heart, and I'll be out.
I did this program myself. I'm trying to get a bad step in a way. That's the only reason he picked me. I'm not just a good co-host. I'm somebody who needs to be a client. I need my soul fed, embodied. We're coming down the end of the wire here, please. 927 here on the dot, here on the program. Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients Embodies My Soul. Please call in. Let yourself be heard. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. I want you to know that I'm here, that we all believe. We believe. Yes, we do believe. Now, listen, every single one of you out there in Radio Land, whoever this might happen to reach the ear of at some point, make yourself better. Put yourself at peace, serenity. The first step to doing that, taking deep breaths every day, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and ask yourself what you need. And find a way to get that. It can be done. It can be done quite easily, actually. Oftentimes, life is easier than we seem to think it is. Then we tell ourselves it is. You've been listening to the program Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients and Embodies My Soul. Feed your soul tonight. All right. We'll see you here next Saturday at around 6 p.m. sharp. We won't be late. Don't you be either. Please, feed that soul of yours in every possible way. Deep breaths. Can you feel your stress starting to unravel? It's a shocking feeling, isn't it? But a necessary one. Get used to it. Rest. Thank you all for listening. Those of you who will hear this, hopefully at some point, thank you. And good night.